It is exactly the same. The atmosphere is exactly the same when I ran. It's the same kind of things, like where the people talk about blackouts, where people are not happy with education, where people are not happy with what's going on with the inequality in the state. It's out of control, the situation, and this is why there's anger. So it's the same.
And there's
anger.
No Arnold Schwarzenegger on the other side of the ballot.
There's no Arnold Schwarzenegger, so Newsom can hope and take quickly some, figure out how to be Arnold Schwarzenegger for a second. Even as a Democrat, I don't know. But I mean, it's like there are people in the race that have some really good answers and that have some good solutions to the thing, and they maybe don't have the personality and all that stuff. So it's like, but they will figure it out. Mm-hmm. The day is going to come very soon that the election will be, then the chips will fall also in that particular case the way they may, and so be it.
Yep. That's the way Arnold Schwarzenegger sees the California recall coming up. And just so you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger, remember when we first heard of Arnold Schwarzenegger running for governor of California, we said he is a fiscal conservative and a social moderate. And you know what? Like him or not, and I didn't always like him, he governed the way everybody said he was. Fiscally conservative, socially moderate. And again, this is 20 years ago. 20 years ago. And a lot of people, I mean, in this day and age, there are a lot of politicians that say, I'm this, I'm that. And then when they get into office, they're totally different. That's what I always hate about politicians. When they're not true to what they really believe. We'll talk more about this coming up. Stay with us. Lots more to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Coming up on 4:30 as we check out our traffic cams now. There is a crash there on the Beltway as we speak. 215 westbound, that's near the 15 interchange. You're slow back to the airport connector as you work your way there on the 215 westbound. Expect major delays through the downtown freeways. Only two lanes available as you work your way through there. And that bridge work construction, yeah, it's going to be there for quite some time into a next year. So plan accordingly, especially during the drive times. 515 eastbound at Main, 515 westbound at Eastern. That's where four lanes only become two. And that's causing some slowing there on the transition, leaving 15 north to the 515.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. After the Raiders recently moved on from linebacker Tanner Muse, reportedly they wanted to keep him in the organization and bring him back to the practice squad, but that's not going to happen. He also received a practice squad opportunity with the Seattle Seahawks, and he has made the decision to sign with them. The Raiders are set to open up their regular season coming up on Monday night when they are going to take on the Baltimore Ravens. It's being reported by the Review Journal that another marquee non-conference college football game is going to be played in Las Vegas as Notre Dame and BYU are set to play against each other at Allegiant Stadium in October of 2022. This Sports Flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses and automatically adjusts to keep you both effortlessly comfortable. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss the final days of the biggest sale of the year, where all smart beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Dell's semi-annual sale is the perfect opportunity for a significant business upgrade. Save up to 45% on Dell computers.
computers built for business with Windows 10 Pro. Plus, enjoy special pricing on Dell docks, monitors, servers, and more, all with easy financing options through Dell Financial Services. Succeed anywhere with Windows 10 Pro. Speak to a Dell Technologies advisor today to find the right tech for your business with fast, free shipping. Call 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment begins on October 1st and runs through December 7th? It's time to get prepared for the changes coming in 2022 to Medicare Advantage, Medicare supplements, drug plans, and local medical networks and providers. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Even if you're already enrolled, you need to know about these big changes coming next year. If your doctor has moved, retired, or you just feel out of sync with your present doctor, there are several new medical groups that are serving Las Vegas. And for you veterans, there are plans specifically designed to complement the care you receive from the VA. You don't have to drop one or the other. Your service to our country has earned you both. Call now to pre-schedule your October review of your Medicare coverage. Call Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. You can also text calendar to 702-410-8020 to receive a link and schedule your appointment.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I was just watching footage on Fox. Larry Elder, the candidate for the California governor, was attacked by a left-wing mob. A woman wearing a mask, a full-face mask, took a punch at one of Larry Elder's supporters or security people. Was she arrested? Anybody know? Was she arrested? You attack somebody like that, that's called criminal assault. At least last time I checked. I want to get to a couple of different things. One, we're all wrestling with the vaccine mandates. In our schools, in our jobs, it's everywhere. And what I'm glad somebody has come out now, two U.S. senators have said this guy, Dr. Anthony Fauci, needs to be reined in. He needs to be investigated. Tom Cotton, let's go to cut one. And he talks about how Fauci lied to Congress, and that's a felony, last time I checked, and that we need to investigate. This is Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas on Fox.
Well, Laura, I've said for months that Tony Fauci should be fired. Now it's clear that he lied to Congress, so he should be investigated and prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. You know, for 18 months, he's been saddling up his moral high horse and clucking his tongue at college kids who want to go celebrate a football game in an outdoor stadium on a nice fall day, or parents who don't want their kindergartners to have to wear masks their entire lives, telling you have to wear three masks, when all along he's been lying, not just to Congress, but to the American people, about his role in funding the very reckless, dangerous research at a Chinese communist lab that unleashed this pandemic on the world. It is a disgrace, and it's time for Tony Fauci to be held accountable.
If you had to rate this as a scandal, what would you rate it as, Senator?
One of the biggest scandals in Washington in modern times. I mean, it funded a laboratory that in all likelihood is the source of this once-in-a-century pandemic that has upended so many of our lives. Hundreds of thousands of people have died. Many more have been seriously ill. Kids have lost a year, now going on a second year of their education. Weddings have been postponed. Jobs have been lost, businesses have been closed, and Tony Fauci all along has been lecturing you while hiding the fact that without proper notification to his political superiors in the executive branch, funded this reckless, dangerous research in a Chinese communist lab, and then went to great lengths to try to excuse them. I always wondered why early on in the pandemic, Tony Fauci insisted that there was no way this virus could have come from that lab. It's all just obvious common sense. It broke out just blocks away from the lab where they're studying the coronavirus, where the lady in charge is nicknamed the Bat Lady. Yet he always insisted it couldn't be possible. Well, now we know it was to cover his own tracks. It was to conceal what he had done with your tax dollars in incredibly reckless research in a Chinese communist lab.
Tom Cotton's right. And he's not alone, because there is yet another U.S. senator who came out yesterday saying that Fauci should be investigated. And let's go to cut four real quick, see if we can squeeze it in. Rand Paul of Kentucky now saying that Fauci should be investigated. He is another U.S. senator coming to that conclusion. Here it is.
I think the reasoning behind him being so resistant, so livid, and so full of ad hominem is he realizes that once the public realizes that the NIH, under his leadership, funded the Wuhan lab, that is beyond question they did. The NIH funded the lab. But once the public figures out that they were doing very, very dangerous research there, gain-of-function research, taking animal viruses and making them more transmissible into humans, once everybody puts this together, he realizes where the blame's going to attach. He has at least tangential responsibility. If this came from the lab that he was funding, my goodness, can you imagine the moral culpability that the man has? But you also have to place this in context. Since 2012, he has said repeatedly that, yes, an accident can happen, but the research is worth it. Even if an accident were to cause a worldwide pandemic, the research is worth it. That judgment call is something that most Americans or people who have family members of the 4 million people who died would say, you know what, maybe that research isn't working if this contagion actually came out of a lab where they're doing this research. They also do this research in the United States. They do it in Galveston and in North Carolina. So this is a big debate, not just over blame, but over whether or not this could happen again in the United States.
You have had a chance, as I have, to read the email that were released from Dr. Fauci. He was told as early as January 31st, the day that President Trump put in his hysterical, xenophobic, and racist travel ban that was brilliant 10 days after the first identified case here. But in that email, he was told it looked like a specific genome had been manipulated in a lab. What did the emails tell you? Then there was the back and forth. They seemed very nervous to me, read like a very nervous Dr. Fauci, worried about possible monies from the NIH funding this. He actually is discussing this.
Realize that these emails are frantic, going back and forth. At 2 o'clock in the morning, he's still sending emails out. The first email he sends to his assistant is one of these research papers with Dr. Xi from the Wuhan Institute that is gain of function. His assistant responds, oh my goodness, this is gain of function research. It's like, oh no, they've discovered that this is going on and we might have funded the origin of this virus. So immediately they're circling the wagons. They're having urgent meetings. Meet with me immediately, he says to his assistant. Read this paper, which is a gain of function paper. He was alarmed, but then to his boss, he's putting on a different front and he's saying, everything's okay. It looks like there's no chance it came from the lab. Meanwhile, a virologist is sending him an email saying, four of us agree this looks like a virus that was manipulated in a lab. So, yes, from the very beginning, I think he was covering up because he realized that there would be a great deal of culpability, of blame attached to him if a lab that he was funding through the NIH turned out to be the source of a pandemic that caused 4 million people to die. That could be the worst governmental decision in the history of the world.
And it probably was. It probably was. More coming up on this story and a whole lot more. Oh, we're also going to let you hear from AOC. She was explaining a woman's menstrual cycle to the governor of the state of Texas, Greg Abbott, after Texas signed into law the anti-abortion bill, which I think is a major step forward. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
A unique
blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Conservative Nevadans, the liberal agenda in America is literally killing the American dream. It's time to fight back. I'm Sam Peters, and I'm hosting the Fight for Freedom, a campaign kickoff and conservative rally on September 14th from 7 to 9 p.m. Join like-minded freedom fighters and guest speakers at the Ahern Hotel and Convention Center. That's Tuesday, September 14th. Register at sampetersforcongress.com or on Eventbrite. Let's fight for freedom together and jumpstart the 2022 election cycle, and let's turn Nevada red again. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Sam Peters.
Have you experienced hearing loss? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Have you found it difficult to hear in crowded places like bars and restaurants? Has this hearing loss caused you to drop out of conversations? Well, trust me, I know exactly what you're talking about. Years of overdriven radio station headphones caused serious hearing loss. I kept asking friends and family, huh? What? All became a part of the conversation. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and the results told me what I already knew. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. One really cool thing that Steve did, he hooked me up to my smartphone so I can make calls anywhere. It's like night and day. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids, 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321, or check them out at qhalv.com. That's qhalv.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been in an accident, did you know that your lawyer can take 33% from your settlement, regardless of how little of money you get? That's right. You get hurt, and the lawyer takes most of the money. It's not very fair, is it? When you hire me as your lawyer, those worries go away. I promise to never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, did you see the story about Nevada troopers taking nearly $87,000 from a retired Marine during a traffic stop? John Zarpolis, the president of Nevada Policy Research Institute, better known as NPRI, they are very big on civil asset forfeiture, and they have worked long and hard in the legislature to get legislation passed. We're going to talk about that with John Zarpolis, the president of NPRI, coming up at the top of the hour. I promise you I'd let you hear AOC. For those of you that have not been following it, if you watch Fox News or even CNN, you know that there's been a big push for the anti-abortion bill down there. In the bill, it allows for abortion only in the first 6 weeks of pregnancy. Beyond that, it's illegal, even for rape, incest, that kind of thing. And I found it interesting last night on Anderson Cooper that AOC made an appearance and essentially explained the menstrual cycle to a sitting governor. Yeah, to Greg Abbott, the guy that signed the law into law, the bill into law, I should say. And I found it fascinating, this whole notion of having to explain something like that to everybody on cable news. Now, granted, not a lot of people watch it. Okay, granted. This was AOC. It's cut five, by the way, Jim. The six-week clause in the Texas abortion runs counter to basic biology. That's what AOC is trying to say. Here it is.
6 weeks pregnant means 2 weeks late for your period. And 2 weeks late on your period for any person with a menstrual cycle, can happen if you're stressed, if your diet changes, or for really no reason at all. So you don't have 6 weeks. That's first things first. The second area of this, when he talks about going after rapists and this language of him that he uses about getting rapists off the streets, the majority of people who are raped and are who are sexually assaulted are assaulted by someone that they know. And these aren't just predators that are walking around the streets at night. They are people's uncles. They are teachers. They are family friends. And when something like that happens, it takes a very long time, first of all, for any victim to come forward. And second of all, when a victim comes forward, they don't necessarily want to bring their case into the carceral system. They don't want to re-traumatize themselves by going to court. They don't necessarily all want to report a family friend to a police precinct, let alone in the immediate aftermath of the trauma of a sexual assault. And so while some victims do use that recourse, and that is something that is completely available, and if that is part of their process, that's great. But this idea that we're going to quote unquote end rape when the same type of, frankly, rape culture and the same type of misogynistic culture that informed this abortion law to begin with is also, you know, those beliefs are held by the governor himself and this Texas state legislature. Frankly, there are many people in power, as we know from the Me Too movement, that commit sexual assault, that help their friends cover up these crimes. And some of them even serve in the same state legislatures that are voting on these anti-choice bills. It's awful. And he speaks from such a place of deep ignorance and it's not just ignorance, it's ignorance that is hurting people across this country.
You know what? You know what hurts even worse than this kind of rhetoric? The death of the unborn. That's a baby that dies in the second month, in the third month, in the third trimester. You want to talk about what hurts? That's what hurts. That's the end of the unborn's life. And to me, AOC wanted to talk about everything but the unborn. You know, it's weird how these people, you know, when it comes to capital punishment, nah, they don't want that because they care about life. But they don't care about the life of the unborn. This would normally be where I put in a phone call to Melissa Clement from Nevada Right to Life. Because what AOC said last night on Anderson Cooper was absolutely incredible. I mean, incredibly stupid. And by the way, I understand the menstrual cycle. I get it. And 6 weeks is, 1 month plus 2 weeks late. I get that. I had that in biology class, even at Rockhurst High School in Kansas City. We covered that. Trust me. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm little Timmy. I'm a tax person. I know numbers good. What are deductions? Audits sound fun. Let's get an audit.
You wouldn't let little Timmy do your taxes because he's not an expert and would get you arrested for tax evasion. So when your car needs repair, stick with the experts at Meineke Car Care Centers, your one-stop shop for total car care. Get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a free lifetime warranty. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Hello, I'm Fred Simon, candidate for Nevada governor. You and I both know that there is something seriously wrong with the way Nevada has been managed. Mr. Sisolak closed our businesses, our schools, our places of worship, and even silenced objecting voices. And now, as more facts come out, it looks like much of the economic and emotional damage promoted by our current governor was unnecessary. So can you really trust Mr. Sisolak to protect your gun rights? Remember, this is a guy who made your COVID suffering worse. I don't think he cares about your right to own and bear arms. I'm Fred Simon, a working MD, a medical doctor, living in Douglas County. I will end the extreme and irresponsible policies enforced by reckless politicians. Learn more anytime and please join us at simonforgovnv.com. simonforgovnv.com. Thank you.
Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
New Mill Medical has been telling you about their services for a while now. Here is why. They are innovators. Anytime you have an original concept, you'll have somebody come along and try to make it their own. Unfortunately, it's just a cheap imitation. Not with New Mill Medical, because they are the company that got out in front of testosterone replacement and ED treatments. They are the ones leading the way of the nation for sexual health procedures, providing tens of thousands of men in the Las Vegas area for the past 6 years with the help they need. New Mill Medical's special care starts with the first visit, and they're going to be with you every step of the way. After the first visit, you'll be comfortable and relaxed in their hands, knowing they will be guiding you through whatever you need and any issue you have. Check out New Mail Medical by going to newmailmedical.com. That's N-U-M-A-L-E medical.com. Or call 702-919-0609. Don't go see a cheap imitation. Go to the originators. New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. 702-919-0609.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it. Unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, a new interview with Newsmax, the former president, Donald J. Trump, talked about conspiracy theories relative to the polls. And it'll be interesting to see how visible this former president's going to be. Apparently, he is in it to win it right now. I've heard some people that have talked to him that have said they fully expect him to run again if his health holds up. And, again, a guy that's hanging out on golf courses and playing a lot of golf and being out in the weather, I view that as a good sign. But don't be surprised if the president doesn't come out here and do some kind of a rally. Because I think he views this as very important. You know that he has already endorsed Adam Laxalt for the U.S. Senate seat currently held by Catherine Cortez Masto. And I would not be a bit surprised if in the coming months we see the former president here. I have no reason to believe that there's any inside information that tells me he's going to be coming out here. But I will tell you this. I know that he still views Nevada as a critical, critical state towards turning our country red again. And in a wave election, this is going to be